I'm Ron Esposito, and we're going to have a great conversation this evening with bassist Mike Scharf and Kenny Jones from the Greenwich. We're going to be talking about the latest recording from the Retro Nouveau group live at the Greenwich. And they'll be having a CD release party on December 21st at the Greenwich. So Mike Scharf and Kenny Jones, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Hey, Ron.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Mike, have enjoyed your bass playing for almost 35 years, catching you with the Steve Schmidt Trio, with the Bluest Big Band, the Mambo Combo, and of course, this group of yours, Retro Nouveau.
Yeah, this place has been a good creative basin for having different sort of things. The area is quite a hub for jazz lovers and musicians particularly.
Yeah, I know when you and I talked earlier, you did say that you wanted to put Walnut Hills and the Greenwich Tavern in perspective in regard to the larger overall a jazz scene here in Cincinnati.
Yeah, what took me down that direction is doing this record. We didn't set out to do it. It's like a perfect storm. All these things have to come together. And so a friend of mine said, hey, I got some new equipment. I want to record your group. I said, well, okay, come on in. So he put it up in the back. We weren't even thinking about that. The group didn't plan to do a record at all. It was just another night for us, another gig. And so after it was done, we actually didn't listen to it for about a year. And then after listening to it, and I passed it around among the guys, and it was a really good night. The club was hopping. People were excited about it. So those things you can't really predict. You kind of like fall into place. So with that in place, I started looking at what to do and then realizing that without a great venue like this, when I walk into Greenwich, I get this 1980s jazz feel that I don't get anywhere else because I kind of came up during that. Now everything is slick. And there's TVs all over the wall. But when you walk in this place, man, there's actually a quote on the CD and it says, Cincinnati Magazine said, the place reminds us of the days when jazz was jazz, filled with flash and swagger and down and dirty sex appeal. That's the Greenwich to me.
And of course, I've been seeing our other guest, Kenny Jones, bartender and manager.
He's been witness to all of it and has the stories to prove it.
I would like to say I'm part of that swag and sex appeal.
That's why you're here, baby.
Well, Mike, I would be remiss if we didn't mention the members of Retro Nouveau. Josh Klein, tenor saxophone, Dan Carlsberg, piano, and Melvin Broach on drums.
Oh, a longtime legend.
And of course, you, Mike Scharf, on bass. So what's the perspective musically of Retro Nouveau?
Well, I had been playing with Dan Carlsberg and Melvin a little bit, not at the same time, and then got together because I booked Washington Platform. We do some dates. And Melvin, I'd played with him years ago, and then just realized what a great personality and musician he is, and kind of under-recorded for as much as he's done. He's done a lot of stuff. And man, he just sounds like a recording when he plays. He just sounds like the great day of jazz. And I just thought, well, you know, me and Melvin, you know, elder statesman of this music. And then there's Dan, who's kind of, approaching 40. And then Josh, then I played with him. What would this sound like with two older cats and two younger cats? And then we got together and it had this foot forward and foot backwards, in jazz. And it worked well together. It wasn't awkward. It wasn't a clash. Because Josh is an old soul, and so is Dan. You hear, if you do a needle drop test on Josh Klein, man, there's no way you think this kid's 23 years old, man. He's really bringing big sounds and a lot of depth to his playing. And without trying, it comes natural to him.
And the choice of material on Retro Nouveau live at the Greenwich just has this mid-60s, early-70s kind of vibe to it.
It does. It has a group sound. And what I mean by that is, since the advent of jazz education, it trains a lot of people to be just monsters and geniuses and everything. And so that gets featured all the time in that they don't have the opportunity to play in these jazz clubs that were. They're not as prevalent as they were. And so this thing doesn't develop. So it's like everybody's kind of plays and they're out for themselves. But this group They don't disengage. Like when somebody's done soloing, they don't disengage. They stay involved in the music, playing little things. So it creates this group sound. And group sounds, all the records I listened to growing up, a lot of people used the same personnel all the time.
Right.
And you had a group sound and you could identify a group sound. Even if you didn't know the names of the people in the band, you see, that's that group. And, you know, I think Melvin, because he played so much stuff, he really helped stamp this. He's a really good guy to do that with, you know.
Kenny, I've been seeing you for years. You want to give us a little background on the Greenwich and why you feel it's been, you know, a mainstay through thick and thin of Walnut Hills and the Cincinnati jazz scene?
As many of you probably know already, the venue was purchased by the DeRizas family back in roughly 1965 as solely a restaurant. One of the two sons in the family, Jerry, became friends with the fascinating, immense number of musicians here in Cincinnati and came up with the idea of staying open a little later and featuring live music. And it took off from there. Jerry developed friendships with Jim Anderson, Art Gore, as well as Mike, and through them connected with the musicians that are featured on our Wall of Fame, the photograph wall. Nationally and internationally known. Grammy winner.
The 80s? Did he start this early 80s?
Right.
And right after the Wisp was up and running. Mm-hmm.
And it's snowballed from there. Stagnated a little bit in the mid-90s, but they picked it back up, and we're glad to be a part of that.
You guys brought some really big people in, boy. The short list is Freddie Hubbard, Art Blakey, Mark Murphy, Benny Golson, James Moody, Woody Shaw, and Joe Henderson. Mm-hmm. And the list is much longer than that.
One thing about the Greenwich is the crowds are jazz-oriented, and you better be able to play. There are people there who just want to have a good time and be around good people, and we've been able to attract that.
I found the Greenwich to be a meeting place between all kinds of people, black people, white people, upscale, regular Joe Blows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I often joke that when that front door opens, I don't know who or what's coming in. We've had celebrities, Academy Award winners. The bar has had a retired federal judge on one corner and a slightly down and out person on the far corner. But you'd never know the difference because the conversation is going. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's always good jazz music in the background.
Yeah. Well, that's been the uniter, hasn't it?
I like how the place is set up. It's in two sectors. Like you walk into the bar, Kenny's holding court in there and managing all the personalities and knows everything that's going on, who's in the building and who's in the house. And then you go through a curtain to see the music. So the bar activity doesn't distract from the music. The music is a really a listening room, and they've updated things in the room to really make you feel amazing inside. Could be a jazz club anywhere in the world.
And it has a really good sound.
Still has a real piano.
Yeah,
it's maintained.
Yeah.
That's really a thing of the past. You know, as musicians, you know, it's electric piano everywhere you go, but not here.
One of the things I was told by a number of musicians is that a club, especially a jazz club, is not such unless they have a good piano.
Well, that's the real truth.
Yeah, and keep it tuned.
It's a struggling venue. I mean, traveling to Europe, the small amount of time that I did, which is just 3 months with a group, you know, I realized that it is a struggling art, you know. I mean, I guess it always has been to some extent, but there's so many things now pulling at our attention, you know, in the world of technology. And in the past, it used to be when you were off work, you looked for some sort of live entertainment. Even if you weren't a jazz person, you looked for a live event. And now people can do everything cyber. Oh, I had a cyber weekend. You know, well, okay, that didn't help us or the jazz art.
And to that end, what is helping our establishment and Walnut Hills is the redevelopment of that area.
That's right.
We are getting more and more people who have patronized one of our neighbors, and we're told, hey, there's good live music at the Greenwich.
Right.
Just like we might say, hey, there's good food at Gomez Pizza across the street.
Everybody's helping each other out. Fireside Pizza. Yeah, and then Brent's place down the street, Cafe Vivace, is bringing a whole new group of people into the fold. Mm-hmm. And that whole strip right there at East McMillan is going to open up.
Right.
And I think there's a brewery coming, right?
There's a brewery that will be at the corner of McMillan and Gilbert in the old arcade building. Esoteric Brewery is
the name. We are going to be the brewery capital of the world, I believe.
We already are, but more so. So it all adds up to an exciting time in Walnut Hills, and I'm happy that the Greenwich is right in the middle of it.
And glad that it's continuing on, and of course, very happy about the redevelopment Walnut Hills.
I think it's still, to some extent, a well-kept secret. And that's part of the impetus of this record. After I got to thinking about it, you know, I thought this had more dimension to it. It has this whole relationship with the club. That's how it was in the day. But, you know, now you go into a club and somebody says, well, how many people are you going to bring? Like, they're out of the mix. But in the day, coming up through this, it was always the club and the musicians working together. And this was a prime example, this record. You know, I felt it would be wrong to just put this record out without putting spotlight on the club. And as I did that, I researched the history of the whole club back to before the DeRisha's own 1800s. So the liner notes include information about the night, but it also there's another section that is totally researched about the background of the Greenwich, what it was before the Greenwich, who owned it, the heyday, and the whole deal. And those, it's kind of a hero to me because the Greenwich is a rare survivor that most endangered of the American nightlife species, an old school jazz club. And I feel like I wanted to put the light on that so we can keep it around. And I think the Walnut Hills redevelopment thing is working. And if more people can get on board, it'll work even faster.
If I may add this, people who will buy the CD will see the photography. It's done in a very antiqued way. So you get the feel like you're back in the 50s, maybe sure, as far back as the 40s, when the ambience was accentuated by the decorations, the colors, yeah, what have you. And I tell people when they ask about a dress code, I say, no shoes, no shirt, no service. But when you walk in, you feel like maybe I should have worn a suit or maybe I should have worn a sport coat.
Interesting.
And such venues are rarer and rarer now.
The liner notes to this recording, Retro Nouveau, Live at the Greenwich, is worth the price of the CD. Mm-hmm. If you want to get context in history.
Right.
If you're a John Coltrane fan and own the record, Coltrane Live at the Village, mm-hmm, Vanguard, again, this record, mm-hmm, cover and graphics,
they mimic it, take you right back to it, right?
They do. Mm-hmm.
That's the idea. That's right. Mm-hmm. You know, as the photography, thanks to my good friend Joe Simon, who does a lot of stuff around town. So we first took the picture of the group standing under the awning at the Greenwich. And then so as we went forward, what to do? And I thought, well, you're on the outside of the club. If you flip open the CD, you're on the inside of the club. And then I realized over the years, I see no pictures around of Mark and Kenny, and I wanted to get them in it. So you've got the band and Mark and Kenny sitting around the inside of the bar, and you really feel like you're in the club when you open the CD. Mm-hmm.
And Mark, of course, is Mark Yates, the owner of the Greenwich, along with the DeRisha's family. Well, we've been in conversation with Kenny Jones and bassist Mike Scharf, talking about Mike's group, Retro Nouveau, and their latest recording, Live at the Greenwich. There will be a CD release party at the Greenwich on Gilbert Avenue in Walnut Hills on December 21st.
I believe that's a Friday in December.
All right. Sounds like a good night to go hear jazz.
Yeah, we're going to rock it, and we'll give you some probably some Christmas presents, incentives to buy the CD.
I heard the bartender's not bad either.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for dropping by this evening and talking with me.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you very much.
For more information about Retro Nouveau, the Greenwich, and tonight's conversation, please visit our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. Let's go out with the great John Coltrane tune, Moment's Notice, performed by Retro Nouveau, live at the Greenwich.